Hey, it's Chad here at Worldwide Sax. I've lined up a ligature sound file for you today. This is the first one. I probably will do many. I wanted to get as much done in one sound file as possible. I have 11 ligatures for alto sax lined up. They'll all be played on the same mouthpiece and the same reed. This is my regular mouthpiece reed setup. It's a Woodwind Company hard rubber, originally a G5 with a large chamber, and Bob Carpenter refaced the tip to 75. And the reed will be a Van Doren 2.5, their standard Van Doren. So the stock ligature, here's all 11 ligatures. Stock, for number one, is a standard nickel two-screw ligature you see all the time. Number two will be a Rovner Dark, so the leather wrap, single screw, no metal in there. Number three, I wanted to do a vintage Harrison H ligature. Everybody's always after them. Why don't we compare that with number four, the new Rico H ligature? It happens to be gold plated. Number five is a Brancher. It's gold plated, two wire band style with double reed plate. Number six is a Francois Louis. It's brass and has five contact points. Seven is the Sumner Acoustic Cut. It has four little contact points for the reed, and I believe this one is gold plated. Number eight is a Saxass, or SAX, XAS, however they say their name, a little bit foreign name, but it's gold plated. It's actually a replica of like an old Winslow that are highly sought after. So this one is set up with those movable reed plates. There are four contact points as this one is set up, the four counterpoint common spots for the reed to hit. Number nine is a BG Duo, and it's gold plated. It has some extra reed grip and metal plates that help the reed stay tight. Number 10, I'm going to butcher the name, Abrazaderas. It's a foreign aluminum wrap. It's a twist wrap, and I wanted to add this one in there. We'll see what it sounds like. And last but not least is the new Theowane Enlightened ligature. It looks gold-plated. It's a size XL, and it has the triple contact points on the upper part for your mouthpiece and the single reed plate. So let's start at the beginning. Number one, the stock nickel. Here's ligature number two, the Rovner. Mouthpiece number three is the vintage silver-plated Harrison A2. Number four, the new Rico Harrison gold-plated. Number five, the Brancher double wire gold. Here's ligature number six, the Francois Louis brass. It has 5 points of contact with a thick reed plate. Here's number seven, the Sumner Acoustic Cut gold plated double screw ligature. Number eight There's number 8, the modern Winslow lookalike with movable reed plate connection points. There are 4 points on the reed, and there are 4 points around the mouthpiece. This one's gold plated. Here's ligature number 9, the BG Duo. It's called the Duo because it's supposed to fit alto and clarinet mouthpieces. The ligature has 4 contact points around the mouthpiece and 2 reed plate bullet kind of lineup plates. And they have grooves in them so that the reed doesn't slip, which I actually kind of like the idea. Let's see what it sounds like. Here's ligature number 10, the Abrazaderas EGR. It's the aluminum twisted wrap. Here's ligature number 11. Last but not least, the Theowane Enlightened. It has 3 contact points around the mouthpiece and 1 reed plate. It's a thin reed plate, and I believe this one is gold plated. There are some definite differences. I can tell that playing. I hope the sound file picks it up. Some are very clear and precise tone. It cuts through in a very clear manner. Some numb down those high treble tones if you wanted a more subtle hidden jazz tone. The saxophone I played on today was a Selmer Mark VI. We wanted to give it a fair shot for all these ligatures. I hope that helps. Thanks.